are on Peiches Amin Aleph. We are four lines from the top of the page. The Gemara is discussing the source for the concept that Eid Echad can be Nem, and how we can believe one witness. So we said, you know, we had this proof of the case of the Eid, and the person doesn't say anything. You see, the Eid is Nem. So maybe that's just because Shtika Kodad, right? That's just because he didn't say. Someone said you did X and he didn't respond. That's not because of Eid Echad. That's just because, you know, that's just because I didn't say anything. So the Gemara says fine. So Ella Svari, right? So the idea of that pasuk wasn't necessarily a proof. So we have to give a different reason how we know that Eid Echad is belief. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's just a Svari. It's a rationale, right? It's not a pasuk per se. I'll compare it to the following case. There's a piece of meat, I don't know if it's kosher or not kosher. And this Eid Echad comes and says, I know for sure that this piece of meat is kosher. And we believe them in that scenario. And Rashi pointed out, that's Eid, what we know is known as Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisur. It's the way that any person can ever eat in anybody else's house. Any person can ever believe anyone in their family even that something is kosher. How can that be? We would never function if we didn't have this concept of Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurin. So maybe this idea of the Eid Echad says, I know that her husband passed away, and therefore she's allowed to get married. So similar to the case of Eid Echad Ne'eman Bisurin. So Gemara says, not so fast. Me Dambi, what are you talking about? Hasam lo ischazek yisura. Hacha ischazek yisura de ish ish. Vein davar sheberva pachas mishinayim. So Gemara says, that's not true. It's not the same case. Right, because there, in the case of the suffix kosher, suffix non-kosher piece, we don't know what it is. There's no chazaka that it's us, or we just don't know. I just don't know what it is. Right, but here, there's a chazaka that she's married. She was married, and until something else happens, we assume that she remains married. Last time I checked, she was married. Last time I checked before that, she was married. Now, obviously, you want to declare her not married. So, and again, her being married makes her usher to every other man in the world. So there's a ischazik isura, there's a chazaka that she's usher to everybody else, right? And we have a concept in general, davar shebe erva, something that has to do with arayos, that you never answer any questions about davar shebe erva with less than two witnesses. So this is not the same case. So halodamya el lechaticha devadai chelev. And this is more similar to a case where you have a piece of meat that you say is a nut, that it was for sure an usher piece of meat. For sure it's chalef. He says, no, I know that it's just regular, it's regular meat. And it's not a piece of usher meat, it's a type of kosher meat. Right? Because in that case, an eid echad is not enough. If you knew this piece of meat was treif, and this guy comes out and says it's kosher, that's not true. By the way, just to be clear, we're saying chilev and shuman. Chilev is forbidden fats, and shuman is permitted fats. I'm just saying kosher meat and non-kosher meat. It's the same thing. But that's what we're talking about. So he says, in that case, where I have an eid echad against a chazak, or against our vaday knowledge, eid echad doesn't work. The Rebbe says, no. So if that's true, I would, you know, derail our whole possibility of eid echad. The Rebbe says, no. Me dummy. Hasam, in that case, afilu asubei meya lo mehemne. No, in that case, even if 100 people would come and say it was fine, we wouldn't believe them. Because we have on the one hand, we have, you know, some type of proof, a vada knowledge that it's non-kosher, right? I picked it up at a McDonald's drive-thru, right? I saw him, it was on camera, the whole thing, we know. And now I have 100 Aiden come saying, no, I promise you it came from Glock Express. 100 Aiden is not going to help. I have clear, you know, knowledge that that's not true, right? So that case is not really comparable either, right? Because in that case, if I had 100 Eidim, it's not going to work, right? Mi de mahasam afilu asu be me'lo mehemne. Hacha, kevin dechi asu be trei mehemne, right? In this case, if two witnesses come and say, there is a possibility that the witnesses can change our feelings about the case, right? In the case of the chaticha, that's vaday chaylev. So there's nothing you're going to say to me ever that's going to change my mind about this piece of meat, right? I already have, you know, indisputable proof that it's not kosher. But here, But here, if two witnesses would come and say, we saw him die, right? We watched it, we were there, we saw the death certificate being signed, etc., so that we would believe them, right? So if that's true, right? So then maybe that opens the door for one aid. So the point is, it's somewhere in the middle, right? It's not like the case of a piece of me, I don't know what it is, right? But it's also not a case of the case of where the meat is for sure chaylev, and no amount of witnesses will answer it, will change my mind. We're somewhere in the middle here. Because in this case, we know that even though she has a chazik yisur, that she's ashes-ish, nevertheless, two edim can destroy that chazaka and can create a situation where she's permitted to her husband. So it's somewhere in the middle. So and the Gemara now wants to bring a proof. So now, Gemara says, wait a second, now that I have a concept of where there's a chazak on the one hand, but nevertheless, in one direction, that she's forbidden, that something's forbidden, and then edim will come, and the actual case, Veshizish, Edim can come and destroy that chazaka, and they can be believed, so maybe one aid can be believed, and then we need to find some type of, like, construct that fits that. So Midi Dehavi, so Gemara's going to give an example, three examples. Midi Dehavi, Atevel, Hekdesh, Vekonamos. Three types of examples where, possibly, we'd have a scenario where one aid would be believed. Okay, Tevel is food that's not, produce that has not been tithed at all. No true mamayis has been taken from it, right? We mentioned this recently. A person eats tevel, chayim mitzvah de shemayim. So, really bad idea. Hekdesh is, item that was set aside, he brought to Beis HaMikdash. Using that item now is considered mi'ilot, and it's the right to use hekdesh, if it's not being brought in as a korban. And konamos is another way to refer to nedarim in general. Person makes a neder, take a ned konam that this thing is forbidden to me. I'm not going to eat, this box of cereal, right? Because it becomes forbidden to me. So that's konamos. So okay, so what's going on? So the Gemara's going to go through each one. Hi tevel heichidami. What's the case of tevel? Edi day. If the guy's again, so the tevel meaning forbidden for someone to eat the tevel. And we want to give some type of testimony that says, no, Chumas and Meshes, we take it from it, now you can eat it. That's basically what's going to happen, right? So what's the case? Edi day, and we want to say a case where one aid is believed, right? So Edi day, if it's his tevel, we should be out of the takno. Why do I believe one person says, no, this isn't tevel, because it's mine, and I can take off Chumas and Meshes. I can also, I can go through the process. It's not such a complicated thing. Any person can separate Chumas and Meshes on their own food. That's totally fine. So why do we believe him? Because he can fix it. Right? He doesn't have to lie to you and tell you it's not tevel. He could have done it himself and made it not tevel, right? So Ella the Acher. So it's meaning, so that's not a chiddush, right? Saying eight echad to them. In that case, of course he can. He's it's biyad l'takto. He could do it himself. So that's why we believe him. Ella the Acher. Oh, so it must be it's someone else's tevel. Okay, someone else's produce. My kasavar. What's the svara? I kasavar tari mishalo al shal chavero. If we hold that a person can be Torah, his own, he can tithe his own produce, and that'll count for his friend, right? My friend didn't take too much, but I'll take some extra from my own, and that'll count for him. And if you do so, I don't need his permission. I can do without him even knowing. So mishum to be yod l'takto. So then again, there's no big chiddush. It's because I'm able to do it myself. So that's why you believe me when I say it was done. Meaning, basically the same thing as Eidei Chanem on Misurin. Right? Because it's just something that I could take care of myself. Vika Savit Sarach Taras Bailim. And if you say, no, it's someone else's produce, and you need their das in order to take Trumas and Maestros on their behalf. V'amra Ani Adana Beit Demetakinhi. And I can tell you that it was taken care of. So, sorry, Ani Adana Demetakin Bei. And I know it was taken care of, it was fixed. He goofed me down. So if that's what you want to say the case is, that it's someone else's tevel, someone else's produce, and you need their das in order to get it done, and I can tell you that I know that it was done, well, that's our whole question. We don't know. We don't have a proof for that. Right? So that's not a right. Good. So, and the Gemara do the same thing by the next two also. Right? So hektesh nami. Okay, so let's try hektesh. Hekdesh nami ikidush is dami mishum to be yod leftoso. Right? If we're talking about hekdesh, it's something where the money itself is kadosh. And you're supposed to, it's like ma'aser sheni or something. You're supposed to use it or repode it. So mishum to be yod leftoso, because I could do it myself. Right? I could say I'll go and spend that money and use it for something to eat the ma'aser sheni Yerushalayim, whatever the case is. Right? If it's hekdesh, I can redeem it myself. Kedusha Zaguf, right? But if the item itself has a Kedusha, Ididei, right? If it's, again, mine, Mishum it's Shule Alei, right? So if it's my, you know, whatever, something that I set aside the base of Mikdash, I could go to a Chacham and be Shoal on the Neder. Right? I can go and say, I didn't realize when I did it that it was going to not be able to use it and I was going to need it later, right? But just like any other Neder, you can sometimes be Shoal on Hekdesh. So it can't be mine. If it's mine, of course you believe me, because I could just go ahead and fix it myself if I wanted to. So Ella da Acher. So it must be at someone else's Hekdesh. Va'amar yadana bay the itcho mari alei. Right? So now I'll say about this animal, this whatever it is, that I know it was the person was shoal on it and made it no longer Hekdesh. So again, he go for me nolan. That's our whole question. We don't have a proof for that. That's actually true. So not a good proof. And Konamas Nami, same thing with Konamas from Nindarim. Ikasava Yeshim Ila Be Konamos Vikadushas Damim Nachtalahu. Right, if you hold that when it comes to Nindarim, that there's Mi'ila, right? Meaning that if I make a neder on such a thing and then I go ahead and use it, that there's a Mi'ila in such a case, right? And Kedushas Damim Nachtalahu, and there's some level of Kedusha on that item now, in a certain sense, because I forbade it to myself. Right, Mishum Diviyah Liftosa. Again, I could still go ahead. Why do you believe me when I give testimony about this item that I made forbidden to myself? Because I could redeem it. I could do something to take care of the problem. Yeah, look at just why you might be wondering why are you using language of Me'ila? Me'ila is like by kachim. So look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says Ikasava Yesh Me'ila Bekonamos. It's like six lines down in the skinny lines. See that? First one of the lines means Beach. Yikasava Yeshim Iliba Konamos. And Rashi points out that Kodshe Bedekabayis Hain Misha Amar Konam Davar Zealai. Right? They become, when you say something is forbidden to me now, so you turned it into like, it can become, Hekdesh and turn it to use for the Bedekabayis. So if that's true, meaning that's why it becomes like, it's like a Kedusha that falls on it in that scenario. But the point is, I could redeem it and get it back. There's something I could do. So again, since I could get it back, right? So then, that's why you believe me. Vika savar, back to the Gemara. Vika savar, a me'ila be'konamos. If you think that there is no me'ila be'konamos, and konam Rashi points out, is just a lashon neder, right? It's not konam, I made it hekdesh. It's a machlokas, how you understand the language of konam. Does it mean that I made it hekdesh, or that I just made it forbidden to me? So if you think there's no me'ila be'konamos, no, it doesn't make it, I didn't make it hekdesh, I just made it forbidden to myself. V'isr ba'amahu, says the Gemara, the rachav lehu akasve. There's just some isra that is riding on its shoulders, meaning it just became. I put an isra on it. Ididei, if it's mine, mishum didyar lechule. Again, same thing. I could lechule earlier. I could go ahead and I could ask a chacham. Say, I didn't realize I didn't want to make the milkshake forbidden to me. I forgot how delicious it is. I didn't really want that. Right. Whatever you're going to say to the chacham who's going to be mati or neder. Right. So that's again not a chiddush because of course I can do it myself. So of course you believe me. So el da acher. So it must be it's someone else's item, right? That someone else's milkshake that they asked for themselves. Va'amar ani dana the itchel mariele. I said, no, I know he was shoal the nether. He did it. So again, he goofed me nolan. That's the whole kasha. We don't know. We don't have a proof or a source that really works. So the bottom line is we haven't answered. We tried to give some type of proof, some type of precedent for this concept of something that has that is chazek isura, right? That it had, we know that it's usur, and nevertheless, there's someone who can come and say, actually, I know differently about it, and now change its status. And we have not found a scenario where one aid is acceptable in such a process, right? We don't have that yet. So what are we going to do? So why is it in this scenario where the woman was chazek isura? We knew she was an ashes ish. We know she got married, and now one aid can testify that she's no longer usur. Right, because her husband passed away. How do we know it? Where does it come from? So Amar Rav Zeira, I'll tell you how. Forget all everything he said until now. Mito chomer she'echmarta aleha b'sofa, hikalta aleha b'techilasa. And because of the chumras you put on her at the end, you now you have a willing we have a willingness to be meikel on her at the beginning. Lo lichmir v'lo liko. Right? Why are we willing to do that? Let's look at Rashi. Says Rashi, she imba baila, Right? Atanosin alea kol advarim ha'elu shemishnah saying. Right? The Mishnah is full of all these things that happen to this woman if it turns out that she's wrong. Turns out that he's really alive. She loses her ksuba and her children are mamzerim and all that's she can't go back to either husband. Right? There's so many ramifications to relying on this witness, right, that are so terrible. Right? It's so serious if she ends up being wrong. So because of all of the chumras you put on her at the end, Rashi, now continue Rashi, he kata lebet chilasa lahatir linase. So that's why, if you're willing to accept all those possibilities, will be makel on you now. Lahatir linase, mipnei shehi chosheshe shema tiskalka, because she's worried what's going to happen to her. Velo minzaba adebar kashapir. She's not going to actually get married until she's really, really confident, right, that she knows the facts. We're going to see the Gemara in a little bit. We're going to talk about the case of Barili. Someone can say, I know for sure. But the point being, that person can, in a certain sense, can accept upon herself, right, this risk. It's like rolling the dice. But because we made it so machmir her on the end, we are going to be makel on her now to allow her to get married.
She doesn't really have a choice.
Well, she does.
Well, no, because when she gets married, she accepts all of this.
She could get not married. She could not get married again. She could decide. Okay. She could say, I don't know if my husband's alive or not. I'm not convinced that he died, right? So if she could say, I don't know. And since I don't know, I'm too nervous to get married and start a family. And then what's going to happen? The husband's going to come back and then turn my kids in mom's room. So she can say, I don't want to take that risk, right? It's very serious, right? Again, maybe someone who doesn't understand the ramifications, right? It's like, I can only imagine that all these like marriages that happen like in the DP camps, you know, of people who had you know, spouses and this and that, and a zillion cases like that, right? So I don't know who spoke to them and laid out what the possibilities were, right? Again, it all depends on what the information was that they had. Was that information like Eidecha? Was that information like Shehidim? Right? Depending on the information that they had about who was alive and who wasn't alive, right? But this was Meisim B'chol Yom in the late 1940s. This happened all the time. Happened all the time in the sense that people made decisions to get remarried, maybe not having 1,000% factual evidence that their spouse had passed away. So she could decide and say, I'm not going to take that risk. So Chazal are saying, well, the chiddush here, mishim iguna kila berabanan, because we don't want her never to be able to get married ever again, because what's the chance she can even find out more information? Remember, in those days, the times of Gemara, the chance to find out more information was even more, you know, almost impossible. Again, the likelihood of someone coming back was probably even less likely than today. But because of the concern of Mishum Iguna Kilibir Rabbanan, we're making a lot of Eid Echad. But I think what's important to see is that it's not just Eid Echad. You know, we're just Mekel. Not just Mekel. We let her make the choice. That's basically the point. If she has enough information to make a decision. Fine. So, but the bottom line is this isn't the same as Eid Echad Eman Bisurin. It's not some big Kiddush that Eid Echad could destroy Chazaka. It's you know, Eid Echad is enough to let her roll the dice.
You may also just explain why back in the Mishnah, like, there was the distinction between Gershus and Shavuot.
Yes.
This was in that context where it's only Eid Echad that she has to get the Rishus.
Correct. And that's why, I mean, there's two Eidim. We don't have this. She's not rolling the dice in the same way, and there's not the same Chumras on her. Why? Because those two Eidim can destroy the Chazaka without her making a choice, right? And that, right, correct. And that's exactly what we're going to do now in the next case of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. If he comes back, right, Yitaka comes back, what happens? She has to leave each husband. So the Gemara is going to bring now a case, a shita that says, not so fast. So Amar Rav, Lo Shanu Ela Shaniseis Be'ed Echad. Right? What's the scenario? The case is that she got married on account of one Eid Echad. Aval Nises Al Pishnayim Eidim. If she gets married because of two witnesses, Lo Teitzei. Okay, so Lo Teitzei means she doesn't have to get divorced. From who? So the Gemara's assumption right now, this means even from the second guy. Okay, so Rav's shita, what Rav's saying now, we've been saying until now is, what's, when he comes, when, you know, she gets married, I'll be Shnayim Eidim or I'll be one Eid, what's the status? She for sure has to leave the new husband when the new first husband comes back, but what's the status to the first husband, right? When it's Eid Echad, she's usher to the first husband. When she's Eidim, she's not usher to the first husband because she got married based on clear 100%, you know, indisputable evidence in a certain sense, right? But that was all about, can she go back to the first husband? Right? That was the only question. There was no question that she had to leave the second husband. But here, Rav is saying, no. We're saying that if she gets married, apishnei edim, then she doesn't even have to leave the second husband, okay? Which is even bigger chiddush. So Gemara says, Machaku alei b'marava, they laughed at him in Eretz Yisrael. Right? They laughed at him. Asa gavra v'kai? The first husband shows up and he's standing there. V'ad amris lo teitzei? And you're going to say she doesn't have to leave her husband? What are you talking about? The first husband is standing here. And how can that be? So Gemara says, no, lo. Lo, tzricha, what's the case? The lo yad'inan lei. The case is, that not that we don't know him, but we don't recognize him. He comes back and he declares himself the first husband. And we're like, what are you talking about? We don't know who you are. You don't look the same. You look different, right? Gemara says, "Idolei adina lei beidei echad amaytetze." So fine. So meaning, you said it's because you don't recognize him. Oh, so if she got married, I'll be two edim, and then this guy comes back and says, "Yeah, it's me." You know, whatever, Shmuli. You know, I'm your husband, and she says, "I don't recognize you," right? So in that case, if she has two edim, she doesn't have to listen to him, and she can just stay with her original husband. But Gemara says, but if that's true, then what? So if you really don't know who he is, so what? If she only got married, she got married only because of one aid, now she's got to go back to the first husband, she has to leave her second husband. If you don't know who he is, you don't know who he is. If you don't recognize him, you don't recognize him, right? So the answer, lo, tzricha. The asu beit treva amre, anon havinan behadei, michi nafak varhashta. The case is, two aidim say, no, we were with him the whole time. And the time he left, and the time we went on the trip, right? There are cases where people just went off to, they went off on a business trip for 2 years and they got lost and you don't know where they are and they went on a boat and who knows, right? So they said, no, we were with them the whole time. We were with them on the boat. We got stranded on a desert island. We were together the whole time and now we're back. We've been with them the whole time. This is the same guy, right? V'asun hu d'lo yadi asole, right? But they still say they don't know who he is, right? This so the point being, in that scenario, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Anan Havina Badei, Hilkach, like the bottom Rashi on Pechasim and Alf, Hilkach Gabe Eid Echad Mehemne. Right? The point is you have Eidim against each other. Right? So if you have two Eidim that said she could get remarried, he was dead. Now she gets remarried. And now this guy comes back, right? And he says, hey, it's me. And we don't know who he is. So we say, look, you got married off his Sheyedim. We don't know who this guy is. We can rely on our new Chazaka, which is the Sheyedim, right? But if he, and by the way, even if he comes with his own two Eidim, right, who say, no, this is the guy, right? It doesn't matter. Our new Chazaka is that she's married, right? And they're not going to remove her based on a clash of two Eidim. Two Eidim versus two Eidim, we're left with something. We don't know what to do, but we leave her where she is, right? Sheyfa Tasa, maybe just leave her alone, right? But if she only got married Al Pi 1 Eid, who said the guy passed away, and now the guy shows up again with 2 Eidim who say this is for sure me, now you have 2 versus 1, and now she has to leave her original husband, leave her new husband, and go back to the first husband. Fine. And how do we know that this can happen? Dichsiv, right? Vayakar Yosef Esachav Vehim Oli Kihuru. Right? We know this. It's such a scenario, right? And what was the case? What happened? When Yosef left, he was 17. He didn't have a beard yet. He wasn't shaving. Right? He didn't have anything. And now when they show up, he's got a beard. He looks totally different. He looks much older. And so that's why you have scenarios where someone can say, it's me. And we say, we don't know who you are. And it could really be them. It's definitely possible. It's happened. It happened in the Torah. So it could be. Okay. But so says Gemara, training it. We still have... What are you talking about? Meaning, the bottom line is that the Gemara has come to the conclusion that according to Rav, this would be correct. If she got married, Al Pi Shnei Eidim, and then this guy shows up with 2 Eidim who can verify his identity, we are left with, she can stay with her new husband. Right? The Gemara says, what are you talking about? It's still trade. You just have 2 witnesses for 2 witnesses. Va'bala ba'asham taloi. Her current husband, husband number 2, would have tashrish with her, he'd have to bring an asham taloi. An asham taloi you bring when there's a suffix whether you violate an iser, that's a chiyuv kares. Right, if something's an iser kares and you're not sure did you violate it or not, you begin asham talui, right? It's hinging because we're not sure it's a suffix whether you violate it or not. So meaning you're gonna say, oh, it's trey, so she can stay with her husband. What do you mean? Every time he's together with her, he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know if this is a permitted relationship or a forbidden relationship, and he doesn't know. So it's not like just leave things as they are. Every time they're together, he's doing an act, which he might be violating his kares. He's not sure, right? He might be the nation's ish every single time. So Amrav of Sheshes, no, could go in Shenises La Echad Mehedea. What's the case? The case isn't just that she got married to a new man. The case is there were 2 Eidim, they testified, Shmulek, your first husband died. And then afterwards, she's like, oh, you're a nice guy. You helped me out here. And what ends up happening? She ends up marrying one of the Edom. This is not a conflict of interest issue. The point is, because she why is she marrying? What's the value of her being married to him? He was the one who saw the death certificate being signed. So he can say, he has no suffix. He's not unsure of the scenario. So he's not bringing Asham Taloi. Right? And this is actually a fascinating concept, which we're going to have to get to. Right? Look at Rashi. Barili, we'll finish with this. Kegon Ayadei Simanim. Right? He had some, you know, sorry. Barili is going to be her in a second, sorry. But the point is that he has no suffix. And Asham Taloi is only brought when you don't know. When you're actually, the language is Libo Nakfo. You feel inside concerned. Maybe I did something wrong. He's not going to feel concerned. He was sitting in the hospital. He saw the death certificate. He's good. He doesn't have to worry. So Gemara said, but wait a second. He goofed up Asham Taloi. Kaima, but okay, but she, so every time she's going to be not sure, right? The Gemara says, no, but Omeris Barili. She says, I know, right? And Rashi says, Kigon, Ayde Simanim. She had some type of proof that he died. V'asham Taloi, Eino Ba, Ela Mishal Libo Nokfo. V'asham Taloi is only for a person who themselves isn't sure. But he's sure because he's the aide, and she's sure because she saw something within that testimony that made her feel certain that he had died. So the point is, so now what's our case? Our case is that you have a woman who got married, Api Beit Shnei Eidim, and the man she married was the aide who himself had the information, so he's feels for sure confident, and she feels confident. And that's the scenario of the trader trade. It's not a regular trader trade. That's why there's no issue of Asham Taloi waiting and hanging in the balance, and we'll figure everything else out tomorrow.